Well, that's a good song.
Amen.
It's good to see our friend, Brother Dale. It's good to see you. I'll tell you, this is a good-looking group.
Amen.
We're getting a lot of different churches around here and there, and we don't get to see this many young people as a general rule. And it's always good because I think that, you know, you was commenting about the color of his hair. And but that's better than one preacher commented about Brother Earl's hair. I'll tell you that right now. And anyhow, these young folks, they're what's our hope for tomorrow.
Amen.
And so it's always good, and I enjoy them. How many of you fellows been down to the mission and helped in the ministry down there? Would you raise your hand? Well, see, this mission is not a stranger to this group.
That's right.
And they're down there. They know they can come back and tell the church exactly what's going on all the time, and that's the way it ought to be. And tonight, I got my group with me. You know, I'm grateful that God doesn't send us out all alone. You know, I remember the time that I had to go all alone, and it was kind of hard. But God always gives us someone to help hold our hands up and do various things. And so I appreciate them. They're with me so much doing the radio broadcast and nursing homes and all the things and places, churches that we go. And, you know, you give up a lot of time. And of course, you know about that because that's what it's about. It's a priority of your time. And whatever you choose to use that for, why, when you hope you walk wisely, redeeming the time. But I just wanted to thank this group that's always with me. And I'll introduce you to them. They're all active. Some of them are part of the mission. And I want to share just a verse of scripture tonight. And, you know, we're going to do some singing. Boy, I say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we like to do that. Nice to have our friends from Living, Texas that come a lot to where we're at. And we go a lot where they're at, especially when they have church dinners.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what. And we learned how, a policeman friend over here, your neighbor lives close by. He's really learned how to eat church picnic dinners. When he first started out, you know, he was real bashful and he didn't hardly get anything to eat. And, now, you have to be quick. And he has a good teacher. Jimmy sitting next to him is the master when it comes to eating. He could give lessons. He knows how to do it. But I want to share a verse of scripture tonight and, just reflect. You know, the Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we've done.
Amen.
Nothing that we've done, but according to His mercy. And I enjoyed that testimony about God's mercy and His grace. And I guess that would be all of our testimony if we'd stop and just look and see what God does for us each and every day. Maybe things that we're not really aware of or conscious of. But I want to share with you in the book of Corinthians tonight, just for a moment, very simply, because that's the only way I know how to do it. When you're talking about them old down and outers, you're talking right down my alley. And that's what they are. They're down and out, the men off the streets. Some of them aren't. Some of them are professional men whose families have disintegrated. Various things have came into their lives that have caused them to just not have any social standing. And they're not all vagrants. Some are. But many are very intelligent men. But you know, the smartest man in the world has no knowledge until he has the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
And so that's what we need to be conscious of, that God wants them to have that knowledge. And that's why these fellas go down there every Saturday night and preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. I just, you know, want to share just a little bit there. There's nothing new. This is not anything new, but perhaps it's kind of what God has kind of directed me to say. You know, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, verse 2, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And the reason that God has allowed and honored the rescue mission down there is because of these verses right here. I believe that any work, whether you're a mission work somewhere, if you have a church, I believe that God expects you to be faithful and to be a good steward. And I believe it comes down, the success of God and the reflection of Christ through a work, any work, comes down to the stewardship. And, you know, when we're born again into the body of Christ, the Bible says that we've been reconciled unto God and we've been given that ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
In other words, God has ordained us. The people ask me if I've been ordained. I said, yep. Sure have.
Amen.
That's where I got it from right there. If you all know what authority I have, that's it.
Amen.
I don't need anything else. Now, I would if I wanted to start a church or work, which I don't. But You see, God expects us to be good stewards. We see a lot of illustrations today of poor stewardship.
That's right, Brother David.
And one is very prominent. I wouldn't have to call your name to that. And it all comes down to very poor stewardship.
Right.
And when you run into poor stewardship, you're going to run into all these other problems. Because, see, when you lose the consciousness of what God requires of you as a good steward, then you're not going to be aware of the other things, and pretty soon you're going to slip farther and farther and farther away.
Right.
The reason the San Antonio Rescue Mission has been there all these years is not because of us. It's because of the stewardship that God has provided. One thing that's always been uppermost in my mind has been the money that folks have given the San Antonio Rescue with no strings attached, because we've never taken anything with any strings. But I'm aware that we have a great responsibility of stewardship with that every dollar. And I think we ought to be able to give an account for every penny.
Amen.
And for every penny, we ought to get at least 20 cents worth.
Amen.
And a dollar's worth if we can.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say is I just want to bring it down where we live. We have to be good stewards. Whether God has given us just a little bit to be over and in charge of, when we use that and do that properly, then God will keep adding. But until we use what God has given us properly, then He's not going to give us any more. The reason I'm not wealthy and rich is because I wouldn't be a good steward over it. I mean, that's simple. Sounds funny, but that's the truth. If I had the good sense to use it right, but the mission, we have to be good stewards. And we're good stewards in as much as we have no salaried workers there, as you know. We've never had a salaried board member or anyone that did anything except put in. Oh, we get a loaf of bread or something once in a while. If we want to raise, we eat more donuts. But
you're laughing. That's the truth.
No, that's right. I mean, we got a voluntary worker. Sister Irene works in the office, and every once in a while she thinks she ought to have more money. So we give her more donuts. And I tell the boys at work down there, you know, that's the way you get a raise. What I'm trying to say, and I'm making a joke out of it because it's easy to receive, but we are not as good as stewards. You're not as good a steward as you could be, and neither am I.
Amen.